BBC News with Danielle Jałowiecka. America's first black president, Barack Obama, has described Jesse Jackson as a true giant after the civil rights pioneer's death, aged 84. Mr. Obama said Jackson had helped lead some of the most significant movements for change in human history. Growing up in segregated South Carolina, Jackson became involved in activism as a protege of Martin Luther King. Gary O'Donoghue is in Chicago.
He experienced the awakening that came with the civil rights movement, present, of course, at the murder of Martin Luther King in 1968, and then, of course, present again, tears flooding down his face in Grant Park here in Chicago when Barack Obama was elected. This is a life that has spanned more than six decades in terms of public activism, but also political engagement. He tried to reach out. His whole point was that about a rainbow coalition, economic justice for all, not just for black people, but for all.
Iran's foreign minister says his government has agreed a set of guiding principles with the United States that could pave the way for a deal on Tehran's nuclear program. Abbas Araghchi said they'd been more constructive than previous discussions. US officials say there's still lots to discuss. Russian and Ukrainian negotiators have been taking part in a new round of US-brokered peace talks. Hopes of a breakthrough are low as Russia continues to demand the entire Donbass region, which Kyiv has ruled out. The discussions are expected to continue on Wednesday. Hours before they began, Moscow carried out a wave of attacks on Ukrainian energy facilities. Here's James Waterhouse.
Russia is clearly satisfied in its continued invasion. Vladimir Putin is fine with the costs, the human costs, the financial costs, and therefore Ukraine will see the need to keep defending and fighting back. There is still a core belief politically in Ukraine that it would rather keep fighting, albeit how awful that is, than sign a peace agreement that would be tantamount to a gradual surrender.
The German drugs giant Bayer is proposing to pay more than $10 billion to settle claims over the weed killer Roundup, which has been linked with cancer. Most would go to resolving current and future claims. Bayer has been dogged by Roundup costs since it acquired the US firm Monsanto, which developed the weed killer. Samira Hussein reports.
Over the years, the company has had to pay billions of dollars in lawsuits, despite glyphosate, the main ingredient in the weed killer, being deemed safe by regulators around the world. According to the proposal, anyone who can prove they were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and were exposed to Roundup before February 17th of this year can file a claim and receive a portion of the settlement.
You're listening to The World News from the BBC. The South African government says it expects to be able to provide additional support to the police by deploying the army within the next 10 days. The police minister told Parliament that the operation would help cut rising crime and gang violence. Troops will be sent to Gauteng province, which includes Johannesburg, as well as parts of Cape Town and the Eastern Cape. South Africa has one of the highest murder rates in the world. The French news agency AFP says four people have been arrested over the death of a far-right activist at a political gathering in Lyon last week. One is said to be a parliamentary assistant to an MP from the far-left France Unbowed party. Quentin de Ronc, a 23-year-old student, died on Saturday, 2 days after being badly beaten near the meeting. The International Paralympic Committee has allowed Russian and Belarusian athletes to compete under their own national flags at next month's Winter Games. Rachel Wright reports.
In a significant shift in policy, the IPC has said it will allow six Russian and four Belarusian athletes to compete under their national flags in the upcoming Winter Paralympic Games in Milan Cortina. It said they would be treated like those from any other country. Athletes from both countries have been banned from competing under their own flags since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. The Russian Paralympics Committee has been awarded six wild cards for the upcoming Games, receiving places in alpine skiing, cross-country skiing and snowboarding. The four Belarusian slots are all in cross-country skiing.
Meanwhile, the Winter Olympics in Italy have been disrupted by snow. Steady snowfall in Livigno led to several events being postponed, including the women's slopestyle final and the qualifying rounds of the men's and women's aerials in freestyle skiing. Organisers decided that poor visibility made the courses too dangerous. And that's the latest BBC News.